Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. You know, for those people just tuning in, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So what you have to understand is, folks, we're a podcast about everyday life, hope, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events, and also the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that'll give you a little bit of an idea about what we are and what we do here at End Time World News. Again, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, and your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Okay, let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's article is dated Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. And the headline reads as follows: New COVID-19 deaths now exploding in the most heavily vaccinated country in the world, and that is Israel. So this will be good. This will be kind of short, but this will be very, very interesting and good, folks. So let's get into today's news. The Wuhan coronavirus, or COVID-19 vaccine push in Israel, is failing to save lives as hordes of jabbed people throughout the promised land are dropping dead and getting their genes modified. According to data collected by journalist Alex Brennison, Trump vaccines are failing to protect against the only mild infection with the Chinese virus, but also severe infection. That's just a theory Brennison tweeted about. The government claim that the Fauci flu shots somehow prevent serious infection, adding that clinical trials didn't and couldn't prove it. Well, government data out of Israel shows that 81% of the COVID deaths and 65% of the severe and clinical hospitalizations are occurring in people who have received shots. Only a minuscule percentage of unvaccinated people are experiencing any health problems. So let me pause right there, folks. I should have said this in the beginning. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I a healthcare professional. However, I will not give you any healthcare advice or anything else that you would need to see your healthcare professional. But under the Freedom of Information Act and also our First Amendment free speech rights under the United States Constitution, I can bring you this news and information and alternative information, folks. So you be the judge. I'll present the facts. You be the judge and you decide. So back to the article. Where I left off, Israel's Ministry of Health has since admitted the so-called vaccines are only about 39% effective, whatever that means. Israel's new government is proving to the world today without a shadow of a doubt that they're soldiers of the New World Order promoting modern slavery by dividing and spreading hate and panic, coercion, and discrimination. Tweeted one individual about Israelis' system for a medical apartheid, which is dividing and pitting one against another, vaccinated versus unvaccinated citizens. Oh, yes. And they're not smart about it, too. This person added along with the hashtag Israel or Israel Hell. Oh, boy, folks. Israel and the U.S. are both lying to citizens about the safety and effectiveness of the Fauci flu shots. And let me stop right there and just pause for 10 seconds, folks. This is very true. The shots are the master plan, as we know in the book of Revelation, that the shots are part of the Mark of the Beast system. And that's Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And you can go there if you want, but that a person will not be able to buy, sell, or trade, say that he that had the mark of the beast. So unless you have the mark of the beast, you can't buy, sell, or trade. So life will get difficult, very, very difficult, if this comes to fruition, and it already is in a small country like Israel, about, I think, 8 to 10 million people there. I forget the exact number. I want to say there's like 8 million folks there living in Israel, 8 million Israelis, and it's going to get very, very ugly, not only there, but all around the world, here in the United States as well. We're just buying time. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, at the end of this podcast, I'll say a prayer with you so that you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, because time is ticking away, folks. Time is ticking away. I try to get on and do as many podcasts as I possibly can and try to bring you the most up-to-date news and information, and try to, if I can, save a few souls along the way, and help direct people. I'm just a simple, humble messenger, direct people to Jesus Christ, then that's great. But time is starting to run out for everyone here in the world, not just us in the United States, but everywhere around the world. And we have to do something here. So Israelis, new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, delivered a fascist speech the other night claiming that the vaccine refusers hurt us all, urging Israelis to go vaccinate and immediately order to flatten the curve. Bennett called on all vaccinated Israelis still can catch the Fauci flu despite receiving Trump's vaccine, even though the injections obviously do not work. Instead of fessing up to this, though, the Israeli government's doubling down on its claim to permanently modify one's DNA and mRNA with a shot to help keep a person safe against the Chinese infection. When the Chinese needles first were in mass introduced back in 2020, Donald Trump's claim was that the shots were 96% effective. That figure has since plummeted as low as 28. So that's the real truth, folks. This was all hype. This is just all hype for the depopulation program to kill everybody. And I know for folks tuning in, Christians and non-Christians and brothers in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, I know that's hard news. They're not going to tell you that. A church is not going to tell you that. A pastor, 99% of pastors aren't going to tell you that. They don't like to use the H word, which is the hell word. They don't like to say anything that... other than you're going to be raptured up and we're all going to get to heaven and blah, 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 blah. They just want to tell you nonsense, but not tell you the truth. And there is a process. And just like anything else, you have to be, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. You're just not going to go poof and all of a sudden you're in heaven. It just doesn't work that way. There's just such a mass hysteria and mass disconnect. And then on top of that, these globalist elite, these Rockefellers and Rothschilds families that are the true evil behind pushing these vaccines with these pharmaceutical companies for every government in the entire world, pushing this Mark of the Beast system, these are the people that are actually responsible. These are the devils, the demons that they worship. These are the people that are responsible, really, behind the scenes. They're secretly pulling the strings. But, however, they have agents in every country. They have agents all over here. Agents and representatives have infiltrated the government for the last 50 years. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on, but I digress here. So let's get back here so I can finish this news for you and finish this article. There's also been a massive spike of the new cases, the Chinese germs among the vaccinated. This has really been in the high gears of late June and has gone exponential ever since. While the unvaccinated people, and I repeat, the unvaccinated vaccinated people are doing just fine. Others are trying to live life normally in society full of brainwashed idiots. The vaccinated are getting sick and dying at a ever-growing rate. One of the most recent outbreaks in Israel recently occurred among solely injected, while those that did not take the shot fare just fine with no ill effects. Boosters will be the next push for the fall and winter, one person wrote. Twitter about that's all we can expect now for the next government. Looks like the pathogenic priming is in effect, why another wrote, pointing out that the injections are priming people's bodies to receive, to become infected with more variants. The Israeli government, meanwhile, is now considering another round of lockdowns for the next holiday season by enforcing everyone to stay at home. Again, Israeli leaders claim they will be able to flatten the curve. This is just nonsense, folks. This vaccine is poisonous. And again, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. You can consult your healthcare professional or physician. But I've seen it in action. I cover the news all over the world. I do other, my other two podcasts I do and goes out all over the world. The podcast goes all over the world. I look at the news, the censored news that the mainstream media is not telling you about. And that's the most important thing. You have to be aware. You have to know what the truth is. And I'm here to tell you that I might not know everything in the entire world, but I'm a very informed person when it comes to the news and information, folks. I stay on top of lots and lots and lots of things, multiple news channels. I have 50 plus news channels, sometimes up to almost 100 at any given time, like a news aggregate. So I stay on top of this, folks, for the Christian and non-Christian community. And I pray, and this is the time we need to pray. I need to pray. You need to pray. We both need to pray. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and invited Him into your heart and into your life, I'm going to ask that you do that now. This is this time in the podcast where I do this, folks. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, I want to just say a little prayer here. It'll only take 2 or 3 minutes, folks. Find a quiet spot. I'll give you a second. Find a quiet spot, whether it's in your car, whether it's at home in the bathroom, a closet, anywhere, and just repeat after me, okay? Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of Man, you're the Son of God, and that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become the person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you just said that prayer, congratulations to you. I commend you. I celebrate with you. Congratulations. You've just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior in your heart. What I recommend now is you find a good holy Bible somewhere. Find something, get a hold of it. If you have to, order it on Amazon, pick one up. You can find Bibles anywhere, but get a good holy Bible and start reading the Bible, folks. Go from page to page. If you're OCD like me, I start at the front and work my way back. But it's just important you get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, okay? That's the most important thing you need to do. The next thing you need to do after that, once you start reading, is you probably want to get into a church. A church that believes in the Trinity. The Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and what they're preaching, and then a good Christian doctrine. And then besides that, go out and start telling family, friends, coworkers, acquaintances, neighbors, whoever you want to tell, whoever you feel comfortable telling, once you start getting into the Bible and start reading and getting into the Word of God and letting Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit work through you through the Bible. That's the most important thing, folks. And again, I congratulate you. I commend you for taking these steps. And I can't tell you how thankful I am. I love you very much, and thank you so much for following. This is Eric. I'm your host of End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and once again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric. I'm your host. Stay well, stay safe, but most importantly, folks, congratulations and God bless you and your family. Stay well. I'm out of here. See ya. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.